It's 6:06 on this Wednesday, May the 4th, and today is One Day Wednesday. This is a day when we'll try to raise 3,000 pledges in just one day to help pay for this service. To pay for the great programming that you enjoy on this station, like this show, and Zorba Pastor on Your Health, you'll have a rare opportunity to talk with Zorba on a weekday after we hear how you can help us reach the goal of One Day Wednesday here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Good morning. This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Cheryl Gasser, along with Mike Crane. Today is One Day Wednesday, and we're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that you rely on.
So what we're raising is one full pledge drive's worth of dollars in one day, a single day. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, we've shortened the spring membership drive. We're hoping to meet our goal of 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight with just one day of on-air fundraising. We're going to reach this goal together. That's hour by hour, pledge by pledge. And our goal this hour, Mike, is 60 pledges.
And making this one-day fund drive a success means that we need to hear from you right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, or any time you'll get around to it. Give now as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, in just a moment, Joy will be talking with our very own Zorba Pastor of the WPR show, Zorba Pastor on Your Health, talking about recovering and rehabbing after a major injury, including his own experience as a patient. Interesting, helpful discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So you're going to have a checklist today, right? And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the best things you can do with just 2 minutes to check WPR off your list for the day as a supporter. Give your name when you get in touch with us, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay, you know, credit card, that sort of thing. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe and we don't share it with other organizations.
And your gift now will turn into stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. Today is a very special day for you and for Wisconsin Public Radio. It is the first and last day of our spring pledge drive. We're taking a chance by raising an entire pledge drive's worth of money in a single day. There is no tomorrow in a one-day drive. There is no procrastinating in a one-day drive. Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming where you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. Please don't hesitate. Make your pledge at WPR.org.
I'm Cheryl Gasser along with Mike Crane here to ask you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100 or $500, whatever the amount you choose, that's the right amount. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, so we're going for 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight, and thanks to the 615 people who've already gotten in touch because they heard that One Day Wednesday was coming. Well, thank you for pledging, those of you who've pledged so far. But we need everybody's help to make progress on One Day Wednesday. Normally, we'd be here fundraising tomorrow and tomorrow after that and interrupting your favorite programs, but not this time.
No, Mike, not this time. This fund drive ends tonight at 7 o'clock. When you're listening tomorrow, fundraising free, you'll know that you helped make this possible with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, the Ideas Network is with you all day long. Whether you ride to work or run your errands with us or you cook dinner with us or you listen at home or at work, you get interesting discussions whenever you want them. We're always here, and you make that possible with your donation. Wisconsin Public Radio wouldn't be what it is without your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
You might think WPR operates largely with tax dollars. Well, we do get funding from the federal government and some from the state, but listener contributions make up our single largest source of income, more than a third.
We've put all of the information about this on our website at funding.wpr.org. But the fact is, your support is absolutely vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know, make a pledge of support. It's One Day Wednesday, just one day of pledge drives at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is it. Tomorrow we're back to the regular schedule, so make your pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us to reach this hourly goal, and thank you for your support.
And thank you, Cheryl and Mike. Thanks for your support during One Day Wednesday. We are talking about the health of Wisconsin Public Radio on this One Day Wednesday. And during this hour, we will talk with family physician Dr. Zorba Pastor about your health and well-being, too. I'm Joy Cardine, and you're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 12 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 4th. And time for us to welcome in Dr. Zorba Pastor, co-host with Tom Clark of Zorba Pastor on Your Health. Heard Saturday mornings at 8 and Saturday afternoons at 1 here on the Ideas Network. He's here to answer your health questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. To talk about health issues like recovering from an injury, including his own. Good morning, Zorba.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I am good. I understand you left your ankle in San Francisco.
Yes, I left my ankle in San Francisco. That's a great way to put it.
What happened?
You know, here it is. As you know, because we discussed it last October, I was in Tibet. I was in Nepal going over really steep stuff, very high peaks. Our highest peak is 18,700 feet. And here I am in San Francisco. We had just gone to the bottom of a hill to see some baby redwoods that were only 200 years old. And I'm just kind of, you know, going, hopping from rock to rock. And I looked down. I said, oh, my God, in my brain, my foot is dislocated. And so I immediately put it back into place.
Mm.
Now,
scary.
It seems scary, but I used to work in the emergency room for about 10 years on and off. And so I knew what to do. And let me tell you, pain is a great motivator to action. It's a great motivator. Try to take a few steps. It went out again. I put it back. And then I said, I can't do this. And lo and behold, very nice person, 1 hour later, came down with a golf cart. A policeman showed up because we're in a county park, picked me up like if I were some salt or something, big guy, and went over to the hospital, and then I've got plates and screws, and what's very interesting is that when people are so nice when you're injured, not that they're nice other times, they are, but when you're injured, it's amazing how nice people were. They were all really very nice.
That's good. Is it tough being a doctor who needs doctoring?
It's awful. Are you kidding? Please. Following advice?
Yeah.
Getting opinions? The first thing I did when I looked at the x-rays, I thought, I need a second opinion on this x-ray. Do I really need to have surgery? And I mean, I gave my second opinion, but yeah, very hard for healthcare professionals to follow their own advice. But my advice for people is follow your doctor. Now, it seems odd, but I thought, I want this to get better. I don't want to be treated specially. I don't want to take any, I don't want to take any chances with this. And so I've been really good. I've been 95% compliant, and that's about as good as it gets.
I'm impressed, Zorba. So what is the rehabilitation like for you now?
Well, 4 weeks, no weight bearing. That was the toughest part. Crutches, I've got this little trolley that I go around on and went around on for the first 4 weeks, keeping my leg up. Now I've got 4 weeks of partial weight bearing. I can use crutches and just sort of toe touch. And the big issue for me is I've been disabled. I've been off of work for 4 weeks. I haven't taken more than a day a decade for illness for the last, 30 years. That's about what I do. So staying at home. And the nice thing about being at home is that I make house calls.
Oh, well, and you're making one now, too.
No, patients have been coming to my house.
Oh, seriously?
I get roughly one or two patients a day. They hear that I'm ill, and they want to talk to me, and so they come out, and they have a problem. They actually come to my house. I've seen about 20 or 30 people since I've actually been disabled. My patients who you know, they have issues and they want to get my advice, and so they come to the house. I mean, it's, you know, it's an unofficial call, if you will.
We have less than a minute to go in this segment, Zorba. We will be back for many more. But besides listen to your doctor, do you have any general advice for anyone recovering from an injury like this?
Yes. Whenever you're traveling, make sure you've got things with you, emergency medicines, of course your insurance card if you have insurance, and make sure you have your cell phone charged whenever you're walking in the woods, because you never know when you're going to need to have it. That would be kind of my emergency advice. The other thing is, when you go to a hospital, make sure that you get opinions, not just from the physician, but the other people around, the nurses. See what they think of the doctors who are treating you. It's a good way to evaluate things.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Zorba Pastor during a special One Day Wednesday edition of Zorba Pastor on Your Health. And we'll be back with more in just a few minutes here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Cheryl Gasser with Mike Crane. And today is One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. We're reducing an entire pledge drive to just one day today. Your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions make up more than a third of our budget.
Which is why we need you to help make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us to raise the money we need in just one pledge day. $50, $100, every gift right now, no matter what the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 53 more pledges in the next 43 minutes to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are so important to make sure that we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
And a gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help to pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We know you're intelligent, so we try to aim high. We do our best to bring you in-depth, thought-provoking discussions every single day. And because you appreciate these conversations that you get here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, make a pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
People are already doing it this morning. We know it's early, but it's a great time to pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We made it really easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and just a few minutes of your time on One Day Wednesday.
A dollar or two a week certainly adds up. About $50 or $100 for the year means a lot to us, and all year long you'll benefit from this program and everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio that you love. Make your contribution now at WPR.org and give as generously as you can.
Hey, it's us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, with some good news and some bad news.
What's the good news?
Well, Wisconsin Public Radio is trying to shorten its pledge drive to just one day so they can provide more uninterrupted programming.
And what's the bad news?
Well, if it works, they won't interrupt Car Talk.
How unfortunate.
Wisconsin Public Radio is trying to raise all the money they need today, and they can't do it without what?
Stealing Scott Simon's lunch money.
No, they can't do it without listeners calling in, so please make your pledge now, and here's how.
You can make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Cheryl Gasser with Mike Crane, here to ask for your support of the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you rely on. Thanks in advance for your gift on this One Day Wednesday. Make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Click and Clack are right. We won't interrupt Car Talk because we have shortened our spring membership drive to one day. Just one day. Today, not seven or five or three. Yes, we're really trying to meet our goal by 7 o'clock tonight with just one day of our on-air fundraising. And we can succeed, but only with your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, it's like a statewide town hall. It's where people come together every day to hear about topics and issues they care about, to ask questions, and to share information.
And because of this benefit of a town hall that is called Wisconsin Public Radio, we're asking you to help fund it. Your support is a very important piece of what makes the Ideas Network possible. Participate in this great tradition of information sharing with your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part, but you enjoy listening to WPR year after year after year. Well, we need your continued support to help keep this organization strong.
So has it been a while since you've donated? Then please rejoin now. It's One Day Wednesday, after all. And at WPR.org, you can make your pledge or 888-202-2552. And we'll be so glad to have you back.
If you're waiting for the last day of this spring membership drive to make your pledge of support, then give right now, because this is a one-day drive. Today is the first, the last, and the only day of the drive. And your support right now is crucial at WPR.org.
Another 46 pledges to go to meet this hour's goal and just about 40 minutes to do it in. So instead of a week of fundraising, your pledge today helps this fundraiser to be just one day.
We're asking you to help us to meet this goal today and today only. Help pay for the programs you enjoy by making your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Lots of people are suffering from asthma, according to a new study, and seasonal allergies might also be bothering you these days. We will talk about both issues in this segment of the show this hour with Dr. Zorba Pastor. I'm Joy Cardine, and it is now 22 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, May the 4th. If you have a question about any health issue, you can call 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And if you have a question about asthma or allergies, get in touch right away, as we have limited time on this topic with Dr. Zorba. Family physician Dr. Zorba Pastor is with us. And Zorba, are you seeing more cases of asthma these days? This study that I see in the New York Times today, asthma rates rising sharply in U.S., record
right.
numbers.
Right. Asthma is on the rise, and there are a number of theories involved with that. One theory is that it has to do with pollutants that are in the air. On the other hand, when you look at pollutants in the air, they're less than they were 20 and 30 years ago. But we know that asthma is more common where the air is more polluted in big cities. That's one theory. There's another theory, which is called the sort of sterility theory, that the reason that we have more asthma and we have more autoimmune disease is that we've become too sterile an environment. And our children, instead of coming into contact with bacteria, that they normally would, don't come into contact, and then they start to produce antibodies, and they start to have, if you will, sort of an autoimmune response, and that produces asthma. The data for that comes from children, basically, who live on farms, appear to have a lower incidence of a number of autoimmune diseases, including asthma, which is not an autoimmune disease, but maybe sort of in the same inflammatory type category. So yeah, it is on the rise. It's a problem.
And how is it typically treated?
Well, that is the other issue that has changed a great deal in medicine over the last couple of decades. It used to be treated just acutely. You'd have an asthmatic attack, and you would take an inhaler when you were wheezing. But now what we do is we give a variety of medications, generally anti-inflammatory medications, steroids being the most common, that are not absorbed into the body for the most part, minimal absorption. You inhale them once or twice a day, and that cuts down dramatically on the use of what we call the rescue inhalers. And then there's another type of inhaler that is sort of a combination of two medications, a medication called Advair, which has really helped dramatically with the treatment of asthma. But the other problem with asthma is that it often affects children, and it's hard to get kids to take an inhaler twice a day. It's hard to get kids to take an inhaler at all, let alone twice a day.
Yeah.
So compliance is a problem.
And what are you recommending to your patients these days who have seasonal allergies? Any new treatments there?
Well, seasonal allergies, of course, over-the-counter non-sedating antihistamines, easy to get, Claritin generic, Zyrtec generic, Allegra generic. They're now available without a prescription over-the-counter. They all work. Find one that works for you. That's sort of number one. But for many people, it's the nasal inhaled steroid that is dynamite, that really works for the nose. And I have seasonal allergies. As soon as that came on the market, I started using it, and it cut down dramatically on those symptoms. You need need a doctor's, you need a doctor's prescription for that. And if your eyes bother you, first of all, go to your local pharmacy, get an over-the-counter antihistamine eye drop or a decongestant eye drop. If that doesn't work, there's some great prescription eye drops. So for a lot of people, it's an eye drop, a nasal inhaler, and a pill. Those are the ones that are really, really bad. And for others, it's, you know, A, B, or C. You see which one works for you. And once you figure it out, it tends to work year after year after year. But I love the flowers, and I hate the sniffles.
Yeah. You know, my husband's using a neti pot. You're a fan of the neti pot, aren't you?
Neti pots are great. I think neti pots are wonderful when you're congested. They're great for sinus congestion. For allergies, they sort of work on and off. But basically, that's an excellent idea of a non-pharmacological way to treat it. But they don't tend to treat that itchy nose that really bothers you, and they don't tend to treat the eyes that bother you, and sort of that overall ennui that you tend to get with allergies. But a neti pot is great, and I love it.
Zorba stays with us throughout the hour to talk about health issues. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk about some other issues, including Stroke Awareness Month. May is Stroke Awareness Month, and we'll talk also about exercise and nutrition and whatever else you want to talk about on this One Day Wednesday. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Cheryl Gasser, along with Mike Crane here on the Ideas Network, and here you hear about topics big and small. That's one of the reasons you listen, and that's one of the reasons that you contribute. So give your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift is crucial because today is One Day Wednesday.
One Day Wednesday is a day of pledge drive instead of a week of pledge drive. You told us you wanted more programming with less on-air fundraising, so we're trying to meet our entire pledge drive goal in just one day. Give right now to help out with that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're off to a great start, Mike. We're looking for just 37 pledges in the next 33 minutes this hour. Your donation, whether it's $5 or $10 a month right now, will help us toward our goal and will help take just rather a few minutes of your time. So pledge now. It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So that's just a pledge a minute. You have to take your minute, and that'll be great. And, you know, at the end of every hour, you often hear our guests say, thanks for your great listeners. Thank you for being such thoughtful, active listeners. And thanks for your financial support, which makes it all possible. But if you haven't pledged yet, today is One Day Wednesday, a whole pledge dive in one day. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving couldn't be easier, either at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We need your name, some contact information, the amount you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay for it.
And you can help save time and money for WPR by using a credit card if you can, or better yet, sign up for automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. But you choose how to give, and then do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Tom Ashbrook from On Point. The Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Pledge Drive begins and ends today. That's it. One day only. You may be asking yourself how we can possibly meet our goal in a single day. The answer is simple, because you like the idea. You've told us you prefer shorter pledge drives, so we're doing just that. But that means we need you to call with your pledge today, not this weekend, not next week, but right now. Please think about all you receive from WPR and then give what you can afford. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge now.
And please do pledge now. I'm Cheryl Gasser with Mike Crane here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So glad to ask you for your support on this One Day Wednesday. Listener support is a huge part of why the Joy Cardine Show is available to you right now. So make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This hour, we're talking with Zorba Pastor. And, you know, our health is one of the most important issues to our daily lives. And you hear about all kinds of important issues, whether personal or societal, all the time on Wisconsin Public Radio. And that is why your gift about the One Day Wednesday timeline today is so important.
You can help us to meet our overall goal, 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight, just one day, so we can continue to bring you the issues and the talk that you rely on in the days and months to come. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm willing to bet most of you listening right now are the same. You love to read. Well, don't underestimate how many book recommendations you get from WPR listening and how much that enriches your life. Now, of course, there's chapter a day, but so many of the interviews that we have, authors on our talk shows, that makes it possible for you to say, you know, I'd like to read that. And you heard it on an NPR news program, or you heard it here on the Ideas Network, and it piqued your interest.
All of these inputs lead to a never-ending book list, Mike, and your donation right now makes that kind of endless joy and discovery possible. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and keep the book recommendations coming.
Listener contributions make up more than a third of our budget. The number of listeners who contribute to WPR is growing, and that is absolutely key to our strength. So we're asking you to jump on that bandwagon today.
Getting more donors, just 1% or 2% more of the audience, makes a huge difference to WPR. And with your gift, we're well on our way to getting the donors that we need to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help us reach our goal. Thank you for your support.
And thank you, Cheryl and Mike. Thanks very much for your support on this One Day Wednesday. So are you trying to shed some extra pounds that you put on over the winter? Join the club. I'm Joy Cardine, and we'll talk with Dr. Zorba Pastor about getting motivated to exercise and maybe losing some of that weight this spring. And if you have a suggestion or a question, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. We have time for your calls on air as well, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Zorba, I suppose it's tough for you to exercise much with your broken ankle. How do you or do you get your exercise in?
Well, that actually was a very important challenge. If you have an injury like I had, and you can't get on your legs and you know, one leg, and you wait for 4 weeks until you're able to do anything, well, you've already lost, you know, your ability to do things because regular exercise is important. So I went over to the UW Shell, and I've got a trainer who I work with, a young guy from the UW, and I said, let me try to figure out what I can do. And we figured out what I could do. I could walk. I wasn't walking, but I was using this little trolley, this scooter to get around. I used some machines. The real issue is, talk to your physician, find out what you can do. You may have to go to physical therapy once, but get your body moving, especially when you have an injury, because you become very sluggish, and then you've got to recover from that.
You know, I was looking on your website, the Zorba Pastor, on your health website, and there was a little section there saying, all right, get off your duff.
That's it for all of us in the wintertime. You know, exercise, you know, we don't have to be motivated to eat. I mean, eating
right.
is simple. We like it. It's enjoyable. A lot of us eat not only for, you know, for sustenance, but we eat for pleasure. Exercise, for many of us, is something we have to get up and do, and it's a chore. And for some of the population, it's not, but I'm one of the chore people. It's not. I don't really love it. So find something that you love. Now, I was giving a lecture at the state of Wisconsin last year and talking to some people, and they said, you know, we love to dance. There were a number of women in the group who are office workers, and what they're doing now is 3 days a week, they bring up an iPod with some speakers. They instead of walking in the middle of the winter, they go and use one of the conference rooms, and they dance for 15 minutes over lunch.
Fun. That would be fun.
What a great idea. Why does exercise have to be bad? Walk in the park. Don't break your ankle like I did, but walk in the park. It's a wonderful way to do it. The best exercise is that which you will do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge. And it's for many of us, it's not the same thing over and over and over again. It's the variety that really counts.
You know, having the dance over the lunch hour is nice, too, because there's a social aspect
Absolutely.
To that.
And as you know, I wrote a book a number of years ago called The Longevity Code, Your Personal Prescription for a Longer, Sweeter Life. And that's where I found that five spheres count in your life. Physical, mental, attitudinal issues, family and social, spiritual, whatever motivates your heart and your soul. It's not just cardiovascular, it's also your soul. and a material. And when you blend them all together, you're more likely to have a balanced life. And part of that blending together is social. So when you exercise with someone else, it feels better. Why? You're with someone else. And when you exercise with somebody else in an environment you like mentally, it's three spheres, you feel better. And the nice thing about a lot of this is walking in Mother Nature in Wisconsin is wonderful. It's physical. It's mental. You hear the birds and you're thinking about things. If you do it with somebody else, it's social. And you're in Mother Nature, which really affects you spiritually. And materially, it's great because it doesn't cost you money.
Yeah. And finally, it's going to be probably warm enough today to really enjoy that walk, too, in Wisconsin.
Yes. Yes. Always. You know, it's funny. I actually went with my little scooter to New York, and people were asking me, they said, do you still have snow in Wisconsin? And I said, yes. We do.
What about diet in our final minute here of this segment, Zorba? What about diet? Any tips?
Read those labels. Mm-hmm. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal that I found fascinating. Two fun-size candy bars. You know those little candy bars called Fun Size?
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah. I mean, those little, what's a candy that isn't fun, by the way? Two fun-size candy bars end up putting on 7 pounds of weight at the end of the year.
Oh, no. That's my problem.
Amount of weight for a small amount of candy. So I think it's the small changes that will get people to lose weight. Don't look at the big thing of going on a diet and not eating anything but lettuce for the next month. Look at small amounts of calories that you can change and alter, and that may make a big difference in your weight.
But it's okay, Zorba, for me to have a little dark chocolate Hershey Kiss?
Absolutely, but it's the random candy that we eat all the time that isn't good, and that's really what it comes down to. I love chocolate. I generally have one piece a day. I pick my chocolate. It's really good, and what I don't do is I don't eat all the junk stuff.
We are talking with Dr. Zorba Pastor on this One Day Wednesday, and we have another segment with Zorba coming up in just a few minutes, and we will talk about, among other things, May being National Stroke Month and how we can prevent getting a stroke and the latest in treating strokes. And we also want to hear your health questions on any topic. 1-800-642-1234 is our number if you have a question for Zorba on air. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is One Day Wednesday here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You rely on Wisconsin Public Radio to bring you clarity to the day's news and to engage your mind with lively discussion. Now, we rely on the money you give to keep that news and discussion going strong. Good morning. I'm Cheryl Gasser with Mike Crane, and today is One Day Wednesday.
Which means that we are here to raise the money for the programs you rely on with just one day of on-air fundraising. Now, make your pledge in any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
With another 28 pledges in the next 22 minutes, we'll stay on track this hour. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Because, you know, raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet our goals faster. Everybody wins if we do, so pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Take a minute to think about all the issues you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network in the past year. There are so many, and all of these conversations were possible because of listener support. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Do it for all you've learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And it's One Day Wednesday, so giving just 2 minutes of your time to make your pledge would be great right now. You'll tell us your name and contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. And if you use your credit card, you'll save time and postage and paper, and it puts your money to work right away for WPR. No matter how you choose to give, take those 2 minutes right now on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
By now you're wondering what on earth has happened to your Wisconsin Public Radio. Nothing's happened except that we're trying something completely different. It is Pledge Drive, but it's a different kind of Pledge Drive. Today is One Day Wednesday, the first and the last day of the spring membership drive. When today is over, we're back to what we do best, bringing you great programming. Make your pledge right now. Here's someone to tell you how.
You can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Cheryl Gasser, along with Mike Crane, here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50, maybe $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So what day is it? It's One Day Wednesday. And, you know, we all look for ways to economize with both our money and our time. Here's a way you can economize while supporting WPR. Become a sustaining member. You choose an amount that's right for you and then have it charged monthly from your bank account or credit card.
When you're a sustainer, your pledge will renew automatically each and every year, so we won't need to send you renewal mailings. That saves us paper, time, and stamps. So give now in whatever way is best for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Can you tell we love the idea of One Day Wednesday, mm-hmm. and we hope you do too. It is our goal to bring you quality programs with as little on-air fundraising as possible, as long as we can still raise the funds we need. Let us know that One Day drives are possible, that we should continue to do them, by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you can, consider making a leadership gift of $1,000. Your $1,000 gift helps to pay for others who can't afford to contribute right now. Any gift makes you a member, and any amount is welcome and appreciated here at WPR. So make your pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How many times have you had this conversation? You know, I heard on WPR.
Oh, yeah.
Each time you listen to WPR, you learn something, whether it's about the news of the day, a personal anecdote, some good advice about your health or history or pop culture or music. There is always something interesting on the radio.
Always. And listening to WPR reminds you that life is fascinating and you never want to stop learning. That engagement you feel when you listen, that's worth your support. Your donation makes WPR possible. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We still have 23 pledges to go to stay on track this hour. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge helps to make One Day Wednesday a success, and it takes just a few minutes to make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you for your support.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Very happy to have you along on this One Day Wednesday. We are talking with Dr. Zorba Pastor, and we have another segment with him talking about strokes. May is National Stroke Month, and we will talk about preventing and treating strokes, and we welcome your questions about strokes or any health issue for that matter at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, and we have time for your questions on air as well. You can also send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Zorba Pastor is a family doctor and co-host of Zorba Pastor on Your Health, which is heard Saturdays here on the Ideas Network at 8 in the morning and again at 1 in the afternoon. Zorba, since May is Stroke Awareness Month, let's talk about what exactly is a stroke.
Well, a stroke is where a part of your brain dies because a clot has gone into that part of the brain or a bleed. Kind of, and most of them, you know, are clots that have either traveled from somewhere else or a plaque of cholesterol that's sort of lodged off or something called an embolus that may occur from the heart, a little clot that might be in the heart and goes around the circulation and ends up in the brain for people who have a cardiac arrhythmia called atrial fibrillation or it's a bleed that occurs. And the thing about stroke is, for many people, it is totally preventable for many people who have strokes.
Yeah, what should we do to prevent them?
Well, the number one, number two, and number three is high blood pressure. That's A, B, and C. In other words, it is the most important thing. We are dynamite when it comes to stroke prevention. We have dropped stroke rates by up nearly 70% in the last three decades, and that's because of two things. We are treating blood pressure aggressively, and that means often not just one drug, but often as you get older, it may be two or three drugs. Our drugs are better. Our drugs have fewer side effects. And if people take it, they often will not have strokes. And the same for the treatment of cholesterol. If your cholesterol cholesterol is elevated, reduce that cholesterol. That's the other issue. And the third issue is if you have this cardiac rhythm problem called atrial fibrillation, you have to be on a drug called Coumadin, kind of a funky drug, a little difficult to regulate. It also reduces strokes dramatically. And this is what it is. It's a prevention issue, because once you have a stroke, it's rehab. And for many people, they never get back to their full functioning. So blood pressure is so important. You look at the data, when we look at, there's systolic and diastolic, and we'll say 120 over 80, that's the systolic, the diastolic is the 80. If we look at blood pressure, we're really pretty good at systolic. Maybe 80 to 85% of the people are well controlled who have high blood pressure. We look at diastolic, we don't do as well. It's only probably 70%. And the reason has to do with, it often takes more than one drug. It takes two or three drugs, and people go, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be in so much medicine. Well, the answer is, you don't want to have a stroke. Take
right.
your pills, make sure they're the right ones, get yourself checked. That's the issue. I mean, it's when you see a stroke and you see people did not take their blood pressure pills, it makes me, I get so upset, because I think, why didn't you take your pills? And often, especially now that most of the pills are generic, when we look at blood pressure pills or cholesterol pills, many of them are generic. They're $4 pills at pharmacies all over the country.
And if you still do have a stroke, symptoms of stroke, and why it's so important to get medical treatment
well,
so soon.
Well, if you're having a stroke, a number of strokes, we now want to think of strokes as a brain attack, although that word and that buzzword has not caught on. Because if you're having a stroke, you want to get to the emergency room as soon as possible, because some strokes can be totally reversed. And they're reversed, a neurologist looks at you, makes an evaluation, there's certain medications that are used. Just like people who are having an acute heart attack and they have a cardiac catheterization, people who are having an acute stroke have certain medications that can be put into their body that can often reverse a stroke. And that's why it's so important to seek medical help immediately if you're having a stroke. And that means calling 911 and speaking to someone there, or calling up your physician and saying, what should I do? But it's the acuteness that really counts.
Yeah. And my mother had a stroke. This was more than 10 years ago. She had it because she had blocked carotid arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know if you have that?
Well, it's part of it. Part of the physical evaluation when you see your doctor is to listen to sounds in the carotid arteries, something called Bruise. That's one way. Not that accurate. It's accurate if things are really sludged up, if you will. We don't actually test for clotting in the clotting in the carotid artery, but we do test for cholesterol. And many people who have that often will have something called TIAs, which are reversible stroke-like symptoms, transient ischemic attacks. And often TIAs are the precursor to a clot, if you will, that comes from the carotid artery. So if you've got stroke-like symptoms that reverse, talk to your doctor. You get tested with something called a carotid Doppler, which is an ultrasound of the carotid arteries. But again, the real issue is, if you have symptoms, you want to seek help right away. If you wonder if you have symptoms, call your doctor, get an evaluation, and see if it's a stroke-like thing. But if you've got high blood pressure, take your pills. I know I'm hammering that home, but people just stop taking their pills willy-nilly, or they stop because they're on an expensive medication, when in fact they might be able to get a generic alternative. And that's why talking to your doctor is also important and saying, is this the generic alternative to what I'm on, so that you can treat it not only effectively, but inexpensively.
We have a call from Bob and Nina. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. My friend of mine, his doctor put him on estrogen to lower the cholesterol and prevent stroke. I don't know what, I thought estrogen is like a something for women or something.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone being, a male being put on estrogen because of stroke. So I've never heard of that. It certainly isn't standard care, that's for sure. But I've never heard of that in an alternative environment. So I would find that interesting, but somehow, I don't think taking the woman's hormone estrogen, if you've had a stroke, is a great idea, especially since we know from the HAR1 study and the HAR2 study that estrogen can have some complications, certainly it is not the wonder drug that we used to think it is, and it has to be used in women the right way. So I think it's something I don't think is a good idea.
Well, you know, Zorba, we have less than a minute to go. How do we keep our blood pressure down?
Well, exercise keeps it down. Weight loss keeps it down. Mm-hmm. Sodium, for a number of people, reducing your salt, that will keep your blood pressure down. So those are things physiologically you can do. Meditation, getting rid of stress can keep your blood pressure down. And often that will reduce the number of medications you'll need to be on for blood pressure. And for some people, it controls it completely. If you check your blood pressure, you've got to spend $50 to $75 to get a good cuff. Only use an arm blood pressure cuff. The wrist ones are worthless, and the finger ones are worse than worthless.
Zorba, thank you very much for being with us, and we wish you very well in your recuperation.
Thank you, Joy. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Zorba Pastor is the co-host of Zorba Pastor on Your Health. I'm Joy Cardine. This is One Day Wednesday on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And good morning. I'm Cheryl Gasser along with Mike Crane. And as Joy said, this is One Day Wednesday on listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio.
We're out to cut our membership drive down to just one day, and this is it, the One Day Wednesday. Your $50 or $100 pledge makes a big difference right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for another 10 pledges to go to meet this hour's goal. 9 minutes to get there. Instead of a week of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to last one day.
So will you help us meet this goal? Help us to pay for the programs? Make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation with Joy and Zorba Pastor about health issues. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Keep Wisconsin Public Radio healthy. Put a value on the programs you enjoy every day and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So did you know it's One Day Wednesday? It is One Day Wednesday. Full pledge drive in a single day. And your pledge online right now at WPR.org is really helpful at this moment because we're trying to get in so many pledges at the end of this hour that your pledge will help keep the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs you rely on at WPR.org. Or, of course, you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
You might have found yourself hovering near the radio, drawn into a great discussion. You need to get somewhere, but that discussion is so interesting, you just can't leave the radio. You appreciate the guest's knowledge and the caller's questions and views. Because that's happened to you, make your pledge of support now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Because you get so much of your news and your information from WPR, it's time to become a member. We're commercial free, we're nonprofit, we're listener supported radio.
You rely on WPR, and we rely on you. It's a truly great combination. Make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and know a contribution of any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, the station you count on for your news and in-depth discussions.
Today is One Day Wednesday, and big things are happening for you and WPR. So get your pledge in at WPR.org. We know that you prefer short pledge drives to long ones, so here you go, all of it in one day. Make your pledge now at WPR.org. Here's someone to tell you more.
You can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Cheryl Gasser along with Mike Crane asking for your support of the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you count on. Thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We just have 5 minutes left in this hour and at least five more pledges are needed. That's a pledge a minute. You can help out right now, can't you? Because these hourly goals are really important to make sure that One Day Wednesday, an entire pledge drive in one day, make sure it works.
A gift of $1 or $2 a week is all it takes, and your gift now will help to pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you like to wait until the last day of a pledge drive to make your donation, then give right now. Today is the last day. It is the only day of this spring membership drive. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552 and help make One Day Wednesday a success.
And when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be adding your voice to the 45,000 members who already support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your contribution of any amount joins other members' contributions to make up more than one-third of our budget.
That's right, and we use that money to bring your great programs to you every day. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about it. Where else are you going to get a conversation like this at 6 in the morning?
Nowhere.
Nowhere else. Only the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and only with Joy Cardine. We book the guests, we show up, you show up, and we have a lively, informative conversation every morning.
Because you love these early morning conversations, make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support today on One Day Wednesday is really key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
You've already made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support WPR financially. The correlation is as simple as that. And pledging is simple, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, so many listeners we meet have a story about how they first became a WPR listener. Some grew up with it in their school or their household. Others ran into it by accident. They heard Garrison Keillor, some guy, telling stories about a Lake Wobegon while they were driving, for example, and then they never changed the station again. Maybe you had an aha moment when you realized that WPR was the station you were going to listen to most.
Well, right now is the time to create the story about how you became a donor to Wisconsin Public Radio. It might start out like this. I was listening to WPR as usual today, and then I realized it was time to contribute. It was One Day Wednesday. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and finish that story.
So you're saying every Wednesday is a one day, right? Well, but this is special. It's One Day Wednesday Spring Membership Drive, an entire weeks of pledging just packed in to one day. One day. We're really excited about this because we know you like the idea. We like the idea. Join the excitement with your pledge right now at the end of this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have made our hourly goal this hour, Mike. Thank you so much. But our goal this day, this One Day Wednesday, we want to hear from 3,000 members to Wisconsin Public Radio. So let's exceed the goal this hour. Let's keep hitting those hourly goals because there is no tomorrow in a one-day drive. That's why making these hourly goals is so important. Give any amount that's comfortable to you at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
We won't be asking for your pledge tomorrow or the day after or this weekend. We're asking only today. Help to pay for Wisconsin Public Radio by making One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Mike, we heard from a listener in Madison who pledged early and said, I know nothing is perfect, but you are perfect to my ears. I love One Day Wednesday, and I hope we make it. Well, thank you so much for your support. I hope we make it too. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we heard from William in Cottage Grove who said, WPR is an unparalleled treasure. I listen every day. Well, then that means William's listening during One Day Wednesday. How about you? Can you make that pledge and make this, well, it's One Day Wednesday. It's not 7 Day Wednesday, which is what it can feel like during a normal pledge drive. We'd love to hear from you right now. It's so easy to get in touch. Call us 888-202-2552, or because the phones can get jammed at the end of the hour, make that pledge online at WPR.org.
Make your pledge now. Don't procrastinate. This is the first and only and last day of the One Day Wednesday Spring Membership Drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support is so important, nearly a third of our budget. WPR.org is one way to pledge, quick and easy. Also, 888-202-2552. That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are 7 pledges over our goal already. It's great to have this happening. Let's go, folks. It's One Day Wednesday, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.